some stuff on here.
Power is gonna restore 15 to 20 million jetpacks. Oh, I am your future.
You have the power.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leaders.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM. And we have lots of great advertising before our broadcast today. I really enjoyed that. I ask that you contact our family and friends and invite them to tune in here on 860 if they live in the Philadelphia tri-state area where our signal is. However, they can tune in from anywhere in the USA simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link. Well, I want to say that we've been doing this since 1999, and boy, oh boy, the message continues to grow with the help of great people. Many of them are you and your family and the people who are part of our panel who volunteer to do great work to help keep America on the move and move it forward. I want to say a special thank you to all of you that are going out of your way to let people know about the broadcast. And I want to say thank you to all of the newspapers. Some of the radio programs have been really going wild about December as National Small Business Month. And the newspaper has been putting in my commentaries, and thanks to those who put in advertisements promoting our posters. And it was just absolutely beautiful to see more and more people focusing on supporting American made and what we can do here for our fellow Americans. My thanks also to Mark Andel, founder of the Made in America store, Larkin Conley, a national small business advocate, who will be on leave today to do a special assignment. And Bruce Bassett Powell is with us, an associate of SCORE. And also our engineer is Henry Chaplinsky, and I am Michael Blihash, always trying to encourage you to support everything that you possibly can to make sure our country moves up. And America's workers also thank everyone supporting local businesses, because that's where majority of Americans are working. Over 60 million of our fellow Americans are employed by small businesses. And that's a lot of people. When you think of all those people working, able to support themselves, pay into the tax system that is able to then, you know, fix roads and take care of schools and things like that. There's also a lot of questions that we have to start asking more and more as to where our tax dollars go. But when you support your local businesses, you are guaranteed that that business is paying its rent, it's paying its property tax, it is paying its phone service, it's paying employees, it's paying its matching taxes that it pays to the government. So there's a lot of things that are very positive about that. And many people, as you know, have changed the way they do shopping. Before, it was strictly brick and mortar stores. Now, it's brick and mortar stores, and many people choose to go to them because they want to see the item before they make a purchase. The internet has helped people to see what the product is, and then they can order it online and have it shipped right to the door. However you choose to shop, seek out items made and assembled in the United States of America as much as you can, because, you know, it's still tough these days, because many of our companies sold out to foreign countries, and now they own the labels, they own the rights to the products, and the products are conveniently being shipped here to the United States of America. And you know that our people are mainly salespeople, people who deliver this stuff or whatever. It's not the manufacturing end of it, which is a huge and important part of America's economy. And when you are going out to shop, do take a good look at those items, because I see it myself, and I do get there to the stores and ask people. I want to hear what people have to say. And people say, I don't understand why 70 and 80 and 90% of the Christmas decorations are made foreign and not here in the United States, where we actually celebrate this particular holiday? I said, well, that's a good question. And thank you for doing that. And if you don't need it this year, let it use what you had for the last few years to give the people in the store a message that you're not interested in seeing so much foreign stuff, when you know American businesses can expand and American workers can have good jobs. Another good thing to report is supporters of the Buy American Made campaign have really been growing. A lot of these associations are starting to promote. Posters are being posted in stores and on cash registers. It's something very positive. And as often as possible, look for that Made in America label, because you know that it reflects the workmanship and livelihood of our fellow Americans who represent our families, our friends, and our neighbors. They are the most important. And when you can, go to the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, and you'll see right under the pictures of our panel members, you'll see the December National Small Business Month. When you click on that, you can see where the posters and there's the audio message and everything else. So it's really a good program. We did our best with November Door. We celebrated American Made Month, and that was mainly to get the people to see what's American made. And now it's to support local stores. In the last 35 years, as the global economy grew, the American people have seen that foreign merchandisers are really working very, very hard to make sure that their products are represented in every American store. This is something very, very interesting. And they don't like messages like this here on American Workers Radio, because it encourages people to look to support their own countrymen to make sure that their people have jobs and make sure that their families are cared for. When you have a job, you're encouraged. You feel good about yourself. You can get up in the morning and say, wow, I'm going to do this. I'll be able to afford this. And so that is part of the problem. The loss of industries and jobs in the United States has really hurt our image in the whole global economy. When I speak to the various tourists and all, they say, well, you know, the countries, not even our country, is now all these foreign countries are making all this stuff. It used to come from America. Now it's now from every other country, but not America. That's been a real big problem. And that's why we've been trying very hard to put that, restore the agenda in America to what it's really supposed to be. And that's the main thing I'm asking all of you to help us to do. Well, thank you for hearing my thoughts and message today. I want to turn to our good panel members, and I want to ask someone who's really going out of his way to put his head on a chopping block, so to speak, by opening and expanding his Made in America store, which is posted right there on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And please do help Mark make sure that his store is more than successful so that he can keep his people employed and do everything that I said before, pay his taxes, employers pay matching taxes for a lot of the items. So make sure that you understand that, because that's how government set it up, especially on the FICA. They pay half and we pay half. And, you know, it's all these things that nobody realizes. So, Mark, tell us something wonderful. What's been happening with you during December National Small Business Month?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike and Bruce and Henry? Thanks for making us sound good. Lots been going on, Mike. This is our time to shine. It's the holiday season. This is day number 13 on our 31-day holiday run. We count from Black Friday to Christmas. We had a wonderful All-American Christmas event this past Saturday. Ricky Lee singing Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus and a food truck and about 10-15 vendors. And it was a 40-degree day, rainy in Buffalo, but it was beautiful because everybody was forced to go inside the store and actually take a look at what Americans are making. and see our 15,000 products were almost up to Mike. And I had friends, you know, a lot of times they just don't go in. They're not truly shopping. And they were shopping. It was great to hear the great comments. They can't believe how much product we have. Remember, Mike, this year we added over 100 food products to our store, even spaghettis and dishwasher detergents. We're a full-fledged one-stop store now. And it allows people... You know, we remind them, Mike, we've done the homework for them. You come through our doors, they know they're getting 100% made in America products. And we know everybody can't be 100%, but that is our concept and core value. So it was great to see the great Americans. It was great to see the kids seeing Santa Claus. And we were jammed, Mike. It was a beautiful turnout, one of our best. And, you know, a lot of new products. We got, Comfort Plastic out of Buffalo right in our backyard. I brought it up before, but the Retro Racer, a kid's sled, a table set for tailgating or camping, and they came back with their funnel. They're trying to combat this recession, but we had a wonderful event. The people are buying American more than ever, which is great to see. We need their help. And, you touched on a few things opening up, Mike, and we stay positive. But I wonder why the news channels really don't talk about the recession and the struggle businesses have been going through. I laugh when you look at 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023. 4 years we've been battling the fight. And, again, I'm in the game, two radio stations, live and breathe the businesses. And this is the toughest times. I was just talking to my mother, 86, and she's been through a lot of tough. You know, for 38 years in business, these are by far the toughest times we've seen. And I wonder why it's not talked about and why it's to be hidden on the TV. And I want to stay positive. I just want to be honest with people. This is tough times. These are challenges times for businesses, and it's a different world. We know the worker shortage is really the number one problem. I wanted to touch on that too, Mike. That I met a large company. They were a conglomerate that took over 80 other companies, and they've got a beautiful plant in Wisconsin, hundreds of thousands square foot, with four workers in it. I could say, are you seeing me? I asked them, are you here because you have no workers? He said, absolutely. We have purchase orders that can't be filled. We're losing our brand equity, but we're losing our customers because we can't fulfill the orders that are already placed. And they deal with large towns and whatnot for different equipment. So, Mike, when I heard that, this worker shortage is huge. I'm a small company. You know, I need three to five welders. But, you know, your bigger companies, Fords and Chevys, and even these bigger companies around the country, they've got empty plants with no workers, and you cannot grow without skilled trade workers.
That's correct. And, Mark, you are absolutely correct. And thank you for being the great cheerleader of Made in America. I just always enjoy, and people have great compliments for you, and I encourage people to check out your store link and make sure that they get some stuff. And that is a way of promoting the whole campaign of Made in America. It really is, by getting something made in America, being able to talk to it as the person receives it, and just, it's a whole new thing. Mark, I'm glad your event was very successful. That's really very good to hear.
It was great to see, and we've been doing this a long time. Like, as you know, we're going on our 14th year with the Made in America brick-and-mortar stores in Western New York. We got madeinamericastore.com, our websites. We've got the best team on the planet. But, you know, we're fighting the fight. But people, it takes a long time for them to realize the importance of Made in America. And we don't even got to get way out there. I mean, basically treat people like you want to be treated. I love people, Mike, like you. But what I see at the store and on a great festival event, and be, you know, kids seeing Santa Claus and people just shaking hands and having fun and dancing to Ricky Lee's music, I love it because that's America. You know, we get buried in that news crap that's going on. They're trying to sell us. And if you get outside of your smaller world, it just doesn't work. You got to deal with is in your own world. And I love to see the people get together, and uniting people is what we've got to do across the country.
That's right. And you know, Mark, I learned one thing going out to talk to the people. This past week, we had the holiday celebration parade in Philadelphia. It celebrated all the holidays: Christmas, Chinese New Year's, Kwanzaa, you know, Hanukkah, everything. It was just an absolute wonderful day. The people came out by the thousands and thousands. And it was nice to be there. And I compliment TV6 ABC, who does a lot of the production of these parades and broadcasts them on TV. It was so good to be out there speaking to the people, and everybody wants to know, how did this country go from a country of mainly doing things, inventing things, doing things to promote America around the world, to a country where we're just sitting back and bringing so much of this stuff foreign, made into the country, and no news media to speak of, not the biggies anyways, and no elected people who are supposed to be there in Washington, especially national leaders, are saying anything about it. You and I and Bruce and Larkin and Rich and so many of the others, we're going to have the Professor Bussler with us next week. Everybody is talking about, what are we doing to ourselves? We are destroying our own country by not, you know, speaking up. And when we do try to speak up, people want to silence us. You know, it's like on this radio show, anybody notices we do not have advertising. We did before. We did put on advertisers before. But there was a situation where a few of the foreign-made companies, the countries that were promoting foreign and bringing foreign, wanted to be our advertisers. And I thought, ooh, that's going to be crazy. We're talking about promoting American workers. They're going to be promoting foreign. So we just stopped. We do on our other 6 days, we do all kinds of advertising on our daily programs. But on Wednesday, we just said, this is a show we can't slap ourselves in the face over. But I think in next year, we'll try to welcome some of our local advertisers. You can't stop people from advertising if you're open to everybody, but you have to be careful. Could you imagine we were advertising all foreign cars on the American Made show? But those are the kind of people who advertise and want to advertise and razz us to death. So you really have to be very watchful what goes on. At this point, we've been watching this for over 35 years. And I see now that America's consumers, like you saw them last weekend at your place, I saw them here in the Philadelphia Holiday Festival parade and all. People are the people who are going to make a difference. The big people are being paid to be elected officials. They want to give a few words this way or that way, but they're really not going out of their way to take a bite out of the problem. Major portion of what the people need should not be made in foreign countries. Our footwear, our suits, our shirts, our trousers, our, you know, jerseys for all the sports events. Why can't they be made in America? And also, Big Pharma. Big Pharma is another industry that was mainly in the United States. And in the last 35 years, it's mainly out of the United States. All that foreign product is coming in. Big Pharma stores are making a lot of money, and they think it's wonderful. And they push people like us aside, Mark. And at this point, we have to start asking more and more direct questions of our future leaders of this country. What went on now with this gas situation, that we destroyed our own energy independence in America? No matter who the next president is, we have to start asking the question, what are we going to do to restore America's energy independence? That's the biggest thing. Mark, since inflation went up, people have been telling me, I don't buy as much as I did. I don't go out as much as I did. I ride down the streets in various areas, not only in Philadelphia, but surrounding states. It's a lot of closed stores. And the reason for the closed stores is that people can't go out and buy and support the stores with discretionary funding, because their funding is being paid for bills, for gas. That extra dollar and a quarter in gas adds up. 10 gallons, it's, you know, over $10 in loss of your spending power. And why did it happen? Not for any reasonable reason that I can find yet. Another thing that people, Mark, appreciate us talking about is we need to redirect our tax dollars to demand that trades be put back in the schools. Big part of the problem we have now is we have about 40 million people, 40 million people that are working age and able-bodied people, but they do not have the skills to do a lot of the jobs that are needed in America right now, especially due to the retirement problem. We have people in the industries that are saying, I'm going to have to close up because I can't find workers. You see it yourself where you are, Mark. I can't find workers. What am I going to do? We had to downsize this and downsize that. An electrician that I knew, he just announced that he's closing January. Can't find people, no qualified people, nobody's available. Who's available is doing things on their own. So he says, what can I do? The bottom line is we need skilled workers in every field. When that happens, Mark, your 15,000 items can go to 30,000 items because you'll be so proud that you'll find more and more products made here in the United States of America. Just yesterday, I was out and the people were complaining about the Christmas decorations. I mentioned that. But one person said to me, I took your advice, Michael. I said, what is it? I went and I looked at all of my Christmas decorations from the last 5-6 years. And I saw that many of them were foreign made. And I said, I'm not spending another dollar on Christmas decorations foreign made. So this year, nothing brand new. I dolled up what I have, and that's it. So people are talking, but are they getting the message from the national news or something? Mark, you see it. What's your bottom line with it?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. I wanted to tell you, Mike, we had a nice, it's called the Sunday Business Page. I had a nice interview with John Delano on Pittsburgh's KDKA station, and I had a nice talk with Larkin, you know, this past weekend, and he told me that was one of the first TV stations ever in the country. So, real nice interview. I sent you guys a link. You can check it out. I was just interviewed yesterday by NTD out of New York City, getting some nice interviews, and they're asking similar questions. Like, you know, I said, hey, make it an all-American Christmas. And they said, how's the quality of products? Some of the, you know, top questions, you know, how's the quality products of American compared to China or foreign? I said, you know, there's other quality products, but, you know, most of the time, American products are top quality. We go for longevity. They said, give me an example. I said, well, channel lock tools. You know, if they're making a foreign tool, there's so many cheap tools where they don't put the proper hardness on, like, pliers or on the wrenches, and they strip out, where a channel lock tool is hardened properly. It's a tool that'll last you decades. So we had some really good conversation. Of course, I picked on them with my number one mission next year. Our 50% of our American flags are made overseas. And I want your listeners to listen to this and get behind me too, Mike. 50% of our American flags are made overseas. That's from Carter Beard, the owner of Annan Flag. That's from Bailey Forge. That is just not right. So we're going to try next year to really make it a federal law that our flag, one product, only is 100% made in our country, and it's a federal law that it has to be. So, Mike, I'm heavily on that, but a lot of great interviews. People like to buy quality. Again, in my store, though, 15,000 products, not one of them that plugs in or takes a battery. So America really needs to shift back into it. You've got additive manufacturing. You've got so many ways to get back into it. People have to make Made in America important. People have to care about the country they live in. It is up to the people. We don't need to get way out there with this. We want 50-50 fair trade. Mike, you've said it from the beginning. I'm a speck of dust on a big carpet. It's a shame where America has gotten to in 2024 here.
You're absolutely right. And you know, Larkin, I always tell people, when you have an opportunity to speak to your local officials and your state officials, mention that you're a big supporter of American made. And they tell me that used to be the way we met politicians at various affairs and events and parades and stuff like that, but they don't come out. Everybody is very busy. They're doing this and that, so they don't prefer to go out to these kinds of events so that they're not confronted by people. I think that we have to start getting people back into the process of meeting local people, local interviews, even on the television stations. You don't see many of them coming up and giving their opinion because they're so cautious. They don't want to offend anybody. And also, I have to say, without a second thought about it, a lot of the people in political offices are supported by dollars from foreign companies. There are companies that are selling big time here in the USA. Nobody can stop them from selling. But of course, we can say we want more of that made here in the United States. And what are you doing to help us make this possible? If you're not doing anything, like they're talking about having all these additional hearings and this and that in Washington, they have never scheduled the hearings that our people have been asking them to schedule. And you know what it is? What are we going to do to restore more manufacturing in this country, make it easier for businesses to get tax breaks? That has never been scheduled. I haven't seen it. Have you, Mark? They want to schedule about it's January 6th. They want to about impeachments and all. Oh, give me a break. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of hearing that bull.
Yeah, it comes down to we the people, you know, even the political and all this back and forth and separating us and what are they selling tonight. It's we the people have to go out. You go out tonight and buy Made in America, you're making a difference with your dollar. You're supporting somebody's job, and that job might be your own. And it's very important. Everybody's in different stages of life. And that affects, but we're doing the right thing, talking about Made in America. You know, we took our eye off the ball. You've got to support the country you live in. You support our veterans that gave us everything we enjoy today. And, Mike, these are common sense items. My favorite shirt is Made in America because, you know, it's just common sense. And we have to. It does come down to we, the people. We have to make better choices on what we're purchasing. And you have to slow down a minute and take a look at what you're buying.
That's right.
Pushing people to do that.
That's exactly right. You know, I'm going to turn to Bruce here, but Larkin and I talked about this a while ago, and I think this is something that we have to change in our schools. You know, when people immigrated to America for many, many years, and they wanted to become citizens, they had to take citizenship classes. They had to talk about, they had to give allegiance to America, which is something that we're not doing in our schools. We're talking about trades and everything else. And I went on a little campaign lately to ask people, did they have citizenship classes or things like that to make sure that they were very knowledgeable about what it is to be a great American citizen born in the USA. And unfortunately, most people said, no, we've never had a class like that. Most American-born people aren't asked the question, what makes them feel good about being a citizen? But I want to ask Bruce, who is a person who came to America. And Bruce, you are a citizen of America, correct?
No, I'm actually working on that right now. I obviously want to become a citizen.
Okay, now, Bruce, when you become a citizen, are you taking the citizenship classes?
Yes.
Okay, now, when you're in those classes, I'm going to ask if you could ask if there are any classes in the United States of America, schools, that are asking our people who are born and raised in America, what makes them proud to be an American citizen? Now, I'm going to give you the answer what I received when I asked a question this past weekend. People said, well, Michael, I'm a raised American. Like, what do I know about that? I take everything, you know, it's given to me because I'm a citizen. I said, but being a citizen of America also requires you to have some feeling for the America. You know, why do we ask you to go out of your way to support good things happening in the country? And I said to myself, I wonder if this is part of the reason we have so many people protesting on the streets. This is no good. That's no good. How about protesting how important it is for everybody to be proud to be an American, to be proud to be a citizen, to be proud to support the great country where they live and want to make a living. This year is a very, very changing time here in the United States of America. There was also something introduced in one of the states, and also probably going to be brought to Washington, is our police forces need policemen. Our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines need people. There's not enough American people signing up in our armed forces. And this might be something else because they don't understand how important it is for us to be part of America. Some people say, I would have probably joined for 4 years, but I didn't want to go into any national conflicts. That's just somebody from 15 years or 18 years ago, they could have joined. He said, I didn't want to go into any national conflicts, but I am a big supporter of America and American made, and I understand the message and all. But being a citizen, I just sort of like, take it for granted. And something like that also has to be discussed more in the news media and also by the political people. What are we doing to promote the pride in citizenship? Just giving someone a citizenship paper means nothing. If someone goes to the classes and then is asked the questions, they have a better understanding of the people than the people who are born in America. And there's nobody. I asked 5 people if they've ever had any citizenship classes, 6 now that I'm thinking about it. And they said, no, that was never brought up in my high school. Never thing. And that citizenship is something that we should be talking about, because with citizenship, you would take more pride in America. Maybe it would encourage more people to register to vote and, you know, go out and vote, because you're understanding how important America is. When people tell me that 75% of their countrymen, not in America, in their countrymen went out to vote in the last election, I'm amazed. And it's reported in our news media that that amount of people came out to vote. And yet in America, we don't get those kinds of numbers. Bruce, what do you think about this citizenship idea?
Well, I think, I think it's, as I'm doing the process right now, unfortunately, lawyers get in the way it seems that I need a lawyer to get through the citizenship process, and they cost a lot of money. And I'm perfectly content to just fill out the forms and go through the process myself.
I think so, that's very good. And, you know, most of the people that I speak to or their parents, when they came to this country, they had to take those classes to become a citizen. They went before the Bureau and were asked questions. What do you think about this? Do you declare loyalty to America and all about above all others? They are asked, and yet our students in high school don't even hear about it. And they're now starting not the history of America, what made our country, the Declaration of Independence. We're talking about that in historic Philadelphia, because in 1776, we're going to be marking the 250th anniversary of independence in a few years, in 26. And people like, okay, so we've been independent. Something's not correct. There's The news media, the teachers, the politicians all have to get off their butts and start putting America first. You agree, Bruce?
I do. I live here and I can't wait to get this all done. And, you know, I was in the British Army. So, when I was attested, I had to attest to my loyalty to Her Majesty the Queen, her successors and heirs and everything. So I'm perfectly happy to switch that since I've lived here for nearly 50 years.
Well, see, I'm glad we brought that up today, because some people have been asking me about this for a while. They went to their school board meeting in September, and they brought it up, and the school board said, well, what's the purpose? Like, you know, the people are automatically citizens if they're born in America. But I said, how about the loyalty end of it? And they said, well, that's their parents should teach them loyalty. I said, but, you know, when they're in a group setting, like in a classroom, that gives you extra ability to be proud of what your country's all about. You can ask questions and things like that. A parent is wonderful. However, in a classroom setting, you also learn from example. And that's something I think we have to do. And it's the same thing with American workers. You know, I have to compliment TV6 because they promoted December's ideas, Small Business Month. They did that for Black Friday. They did it for Small Business Saturday. And especially the Sunday morning program really focused on pushing small businesses. That's very, very important. And on Saturday's parade in Center City, what was part of the effort? This is only the third year this parade's been going on. A very beautiful event. Small, shop small, promote small, promote American, because I think that people are seeing that if we don't keep our small businesses alive and well, we're going to have some problems. We're going to lose outlets like Mark Andel's place to sell those American-made items. If people give up because they're being expensed to death, inflation's killing them, this is not good. Money does not, bank accounts do not fill themselves. And number two, if I go outside and look for money to fall from the sky, I will be looking forever. Do you find that different, Mark?
Yeah. No, I wish, you know, we need that money tree. You know, it's funny, on my other show and at our American Christmas event last week, and where we had hundreds of people, we had Steve Desmond. He owns Heinz and Weber. I don't know if you have Weber mustard in Philadelphia, Mike, but it's a top Weber's brand horseradish mustard is a top brand for over 100. Yeah, over 100 years we've had it. So I've had him he came to our event and he really never, you know, we sold his product for 10 plus years, but he never seen like the family feel and what our store is all about until he's in it. I had him on our show yesterday for this week, and you know, he brought his son in, Luke, and Luke's only 23, but he tried some other things. IT, went to college 4 years, but he's coming back to help run the family business and keep, you know, this mustard Heinz and Weber company going. And it was interesting how the world changed. So the demographic around here, Weber mustard's number one. When we get people to move to Florida, they order it on our website like crazy. They want to have this mustard. But Steve was explaining with the changing times, different world. He brought his young blood son on because he's in the social media, this instant cart where you can call up and order from your grocery store. You don't even got to go in. It really cuts him off. Like, people don't even know. When you call in, they're not looking for Weber's mustard. They're just looking for a mustard. So there's so many changes to this new world and feel where a smaller company like this Weber company has to really adjust and adapt daily. And like you're touching on, the small business is the fabric of America. It's who made America. You told me once with the, hey, everybody stay at home. Well, that doesn't help the coffee shops, the bakeries, all the people walking around through Philadelphia. All these little businesses feed off one of another, and it's a domino effect in the wrong way if you don't respect them and buy local, buy made in America, Mike.
Absolutely, and I am complimenting many of the stores and many of the businesses that are now listing more than ever. I've never seen it like this, where they're promoting made in America, and some of them even have a little flag on the labels now, like, or on the in the store they have a little thing there for made in America products. People are doing their job. They're going out to the store asking for it, and even in some of the stores that we're featuring and mainly made their whole business operation based upon foreign products that were cheaper, are starting to put in American-made stuff. The problem we have in this great country of ours is we've been overregulated, overtaxed, and so businesses didn't care to make the products in the United States. They took the easy way out. They moved to foreign countries, moved the manufacturing portion to foreign countries, imported the stuff back to America and put it on the shelf, and were still able to make a decent amount of money. America's leaders made it difficult for the people who want to do business in America to stay in America. They just kept clawing you down. We need the money. We need the money. America, when they tell me, Bruce, Mark, and everyone listening, when people, these politicians tell me, we have so many people living in poverty, we have so many people we have to help. I said, yes, we are seeing homeless veterans that could be, you know, helped and also trained into jobs. We have so many of these young people who went through high school, did not have a trade, yet they have no place to go to learn any kind of trade, which we need people in the trades desperately at this point. And they say, oh, well, to get all that going again, Michael, you don't understand the expense of starting something. I said, yes, that's correct. It's something that should have never been allowed to fall, let alone get to where it is today. After 35 years of looking the other way, we have directed the people's attention into a new form of seeking out American made. And I'll be honest, I will not buy anything anymore unless it is made in America. Unless I'm really desperate for that particular item, I won't do it. And I tell people the same thing. And you know what they tell me? I decided, and you don't know how much money I saved lately by focusing strictly on American made. Greeting cards, a perfect example. I mentioned that 1,000 times over the years. Greeting cards in the stores are being gobbled up if they're made in America, because people want to send the message and they want people to see that they care. I myself won't buy it. Absolutely will not buy it unless it's made in America. And everybody I know that gets anything from me or sends it to me knows that it should be made in America or it's a problem. I mean, Bruce, you've been in America for a long time. What message would you give to the people how you would like to see them even promote America made more than they are now?
Well, I think that some of these bigger companies for doing Christmas cards like Walgreens need to get the message that they need to get more made in America cards. Hallmark is an American company, but it has most of its cards are printed overseas.
That's right. Hallmark was made almost exclusively in America until around early 80s, when somebody purchased the printing machines to make those beautiful cards. Then the next thing you know, designers in foreign countries made beautiful card designs, and it stopped, it just became an avalanche of cards coming from other countries, not America. And those card dealers figured, hey, no problem. We don't have to do the matching taxes to the government. We don't have more rental. We don't have to worry about the machines. No, I think we have to start worrying to keep people employed, keep those machines updated, keep those properties filled, and get our people trained through the American educational system. I think that's the only way to do it. People talk, and they are beginning to act. And the people that I speak with, even from the televisions, they say, yeah, a lot of people are speaking up, Michael. And if you notice, we're more pushy now about the shop local during December. And, you know, we're just saying shop local. We can't tell you what to buy, but shop local to help the local stores. I said, well, that's a big push forward because that was never done before. In the last 3 years, they've helped us really make the campaign more visible. And I think, and there are some individuals that even put ads in the newspapers and all, not to our cost. They've been doing that and helping us. And I do get lots of comments. In fact, one gentleman that I have a regular commentary in his paper, he gets, you know, people telling him, I see these things and I like it. And we should hear more about this kind of stuff. So he puts more and more of the commentaries in there because this is what people want to hear. Mark, what is happening with you from now until Christmas with your business?
Yeah, so we've got a ton. It's the end of the year, 3 weeks left. Like I said, we used up 13 of the 31 selling days that are the major premium days for retail. We're heavy into snow and ice control equipment, so we had 1 inch of snow. We had 2 foot last week. That's a heavy part of our business. So the fourth quarter, Mike, October, November, December, is everything in our business, meaning that the first 9 months, you really just wait for the last quarter to bring in your big sales numbers and your, you know, hopefully some profit. We are just fine-tuning. We call it perfect ordering. We're not ordering any more than we need, but you don't want to be out on your shelf. It takes extreme discipline and care. But so we're running fine-tune. Again, year four since the pandemic and the recession and the tough times, administration change happened. You know, so very, very tough times. You know, you laugh with an administration change, Mike, and you know, I don't care if people like Trump or they like Biden, but when the administration changed for me, I lost my military work, which was a huge section of our sales, and fossil fuel got put on pause and cut off, which was our oil and mining work, and then you add the Ukraine war and sanctions put on countries that my customers can't deal with. So we went through a slight hell when Trump lost. It's not a little thing. It's a huge thing if you're in the business of military work and oil mining and whatnot. So these big swings, we can't afford no more, you know, on the election dates. And I would just want to remind the listeners and the voters, you've got to think about the companies that are affected when you shut off fossil fuel. For us, it shut off our $3 million account. Military work shut off a $2 million account. You know, so major, major things. You know, people don't have to go have a beer with the elected official. They got to get smarter, though, and get educated, Mike.
Yeah, people they're like, wow, I was standing next to an official and I got the picture and all. That doesn't mean anything to me. What means something to me, right? What means something to me is what is that elected person saying to do for the betterment of America? Right now, we don't have an economy in the United States of America to welcome all these people coming over the border. I'm sorry to say, when the people came from the foreign countries 30, 40, 50 years ago, they were invited. They were needed. America had a growing economy. It had a booming industrial base. Today, that is not the case. We don't have that economy. They are coming here to be dependents of the American people. You see what's happening in New York and other states where the mayors and the governors and all are complaining. These people are arriving at our state's doorstep, and we don't know what to do with them. We have no way to take care of them, and yet the politicians are being given a free lunch. We have jobs in this country. that could be filled by American workers, by Americans. We have to train them. We have to get them back into the system because the school system failed. They totally failed the American youth of 20, 30 years ago.
Mike, I laugh because so many things we're talking about today should be at the debates.
Oh, absolutely. They should bring me to the debate. They don't want me. I ask too many questions.
Oh, you know, so many common sense things. And we got to face it. America got lazy. Handouts, you know, for votes have become the game. And it's just a shame. We're in a beautiful country that helps so many other countries and people. It's common sense. And we, the people, just got to really step it up in our voting. We got to elect non-selfish, business-smart leaders. And we've got to get smarter. And we, the people, can make the change. We just have to want to.
Yes. You know, I think it should be mandated by we, the people, that in the upcoming election, first of all, what are our what is our president going to do to stop any kind of wars in the world going on? What can the president of the United States do to get the people together before problems really become big problems? That's never discussed. It's not discussed. It's always America is the big leader, but how is that person supposed to be the leader? The United Nations should unite a spokesman to go to every country to see if there's some kind of a problem that has to be directed to peace. They don't do that. Everybody is off on their own.
You can't keep kicking the can down the road like we do. We're getting nothing solved. You got to face the current, you know, the brutal facts of the current reality. And if you don't, everything haunts you. It just pops up. We've got to get elected officials that want to get to work. And when they get elected, not worry about the next election and worry about going to the country club.
That's right. You know, foreign workers are hard to, you know, we can't dispute that they've done what they were asked to do by our country's businesses. But we have to ask, what are our country businesses doing to get our business manufacturing back to normal? I see a lot of American people really have been hurt by America's educational system. Now they're graduating and they're not qualified for very much. That's not the case in foreign countries. When you go to China, to India, to other places, those people are all qualified for something. They're into electronics. They're doing everything possible. Every product that they sell around the world is perfected. That's something that we have to get back to, producing items, perfecting the item, and also making sure that our people in schools, people going into the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th grade already know about the various jobs that are needed here in the United States. We're not talking about that. So much is talked about people depending on government grants. How can we continue to talk about that instead of people earning a great living, having a great skill? You hear it, Mark. You hear it, Bruce. Everything on TV is, well, we need more money for this. We need more money to give to that. All kinds of people. And there are many wonderful organizations, and may I take this opportunity, especially during this very difficult time in history, there are many people who need all sorts of, you know, items for the holidays, food, coats, everything. I compliment every one of them. And if you have any ability to help them, please do, because they're doing wonderful work. And I would like to see another organization come about, and that's an organization strictly focused on pushing our leaders, our businesses, and our investors to invest in the United States of America so that we continue to grow as we were growing 35, 40 years ago. We're not growing right now. As I said, our economy is not able to welcome all these new people to come and work. When people were coming here 50 years ago, 60 years ago, businesses were pleading for them to be here. Have you seen that, Bruce, in your time in the United States?
Well, yeah. You know, it's amazing what we're talking about this now, because About a year ago, I helped a company start here, you know, as a member of SCORE, start in my own town here in Victoria. He wanted to open a machine shop. And about a week ago, I was in contact with him. He said they haven't had been able to get any of the workers he wanted or the welders he wanted. And he's pretty much going to have to shut up shop.
Yeah.
And that's terrible.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said earlier, they're estimating now that there are 40 million working age and able-bodied Americans in all kinds of categories that could be well employed if businesses were expanding here in the United States of America. And when I say businesses, I mean every type. You know, when a business operates, Mark, you can tell us you need a secretary, you need a bookkeeper, you need a person ordering the stuff, you need a person shipping the products around. There's a dozen jobs for every type of product that you sell. Why are we only the salespeople of foreign stuff when we should be producing the jobs that are needed of every type? When people argue with me about, oh, that's too much trouble to start it, I say, well, what you're doing is you're directing America to poverty. That's what you're doing. And I'm going to ask Henry if he would play us a special message. If he could play us this message, please do go out of your way to promote this message this week. Here we go.
National Small Business Month and throughout the year, American Workers Radio is encouraging everyone to shop at your local stores and in the process keep stores vibrant and American workers employed. Small businesses employ over 60 million Americans and benefit our local communities and America's economy. For more information, visit AmericanWorkersRadio.com or NationalSmallBusinessMonth.com.
And may I also add to that, go to the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, and right next to Mark Andel's picture, you will see to the right of it, Made in America store. Click on that and it'll go right to his store. Make sure you order something and help us spread the word, because American workers need us and they're very grateful to all of you that are going out to support American made. Well, as I hear the music coming on, it says it's time for us to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for spreading the word. Remember, you can hear us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the internet simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. And if you have any comments or suggestions about what we discussed today, send them to me at Michael@AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Have a great one, everyone.